Bishop Peter, and welcome again to Tough Truth. I will be much obliged if you would click on the red subscribe button below and help share our videos a lot. Well, today it's Honor Thy Father and Mother, part number 66, Exodus 20 and 12. Honor Thy Father and Thy Mother. Well, today I'm continuing speaking on embarrassing parents. Well, quite disappointingly, some parents have a naive understanding of what constitutes adequate and effective parenting. As a consequence, they approach this solemn and noble undertaking and privilege, I might add, in a contemptible manner that shames their children. Well, a perfect archetype of this is found in 1 Samuel chapter 20, verse 34. It says, "So Jonathan arose from the table in fierce anger, because his father had done him shame." Well, parents behaving on a habitual basis in a manner that shames your children is quite corrosive to the physical, spiritual, and psychological well-being of your children. While some of the vicious consequences of parents engaging in disgraceful behaviors are: one, you impugn not just your integrity and honor, but the honor and integrity of your children. Number two, your children could have a severe disinclination to be associated or identified with you, well, thanks to your behavior. Well, number three, you make yourself and your children the recipient of a great many ridicule. Number four, they could experience, your children, I mean, a diminished capacity to be productive individuals. Well, number five, you make your children ashamed of you. And number six, you will undoubtedly make your children angry at you. Well, 1 Samuel 20 and 34. So Jonathan arose from the table in fierce anger, in fierce anger, in fierce anger, because his father has done him shame. Well, there you have it. Until next time, here is your friend and partner, Bishop Peter, saying, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. You fear God and you keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of men.